You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chua.
For our regular catch-up, I spoke to ACT MP Simon Court about his party's recent announcements around youth justice, with party leader David Seymour announcing a new policy to include 17-year-olds in the adult court system, a reversal of the policy he helped introduce with National back in 2016. I started by asking Court what he feels is wrong with the current pathway for youth justice.
Well, young people, 17-year-olds who commit serious crimes, are currently treated by the courts as if they are children. But what we've seen through the increase in offending and the seriousness of offending, the number of victims created by young people through retail crime, ram raids and crimes of violence, actually, there's a whole lot of 17-year-olds who are well on their way to becoming hardened criminals. And while ACT had supported a reduction in the age considered as adult from 18 to 17 as recently as 2016, the evidence now is that that hasn't worked to help keep these young people from committing crimes and ending up deeper in a criminal situation. The problem is there's more and more of them are committing offences and not being held to account. So what ACT says, look, if these young people are committing crimes, if they are sent to an adult prison to suffer adult consequences, they can still be housed in a youth wing or in a segregated part of the prison just to make sure that they're not exposed to the worst adult offenders. But you know, beating somebody half to death is a crime worthy of an adult sentence. And ACT believes that people have a right to feel safe in their businesses while out on the streets, driving around, as well as in their own homes.
You mentioned that youth offending rates have increased, but referring to the recent youth report around crime, the number of children who offended each year over the past decade has decreased by 3,000. The number of young people who offended has also halved over the same period. Offending rates for children and young people have decreased by 63 and 64% respectively. What can ACT point to in terms of actual increases in crime rates?
Well, look, including 17-year-olds in the youth justice system has done nothing to reduce offending rates. Relative to 18 and 19-year-old offenders, people aged between 14 and 17 are half as likely to offend back in 2018-19. Now, they're still half as likely to offend in 2022-23 data. So if you look a bit deeper at that, 14 to 16-year-olds were 52% as likely to be proceeded against by police, in other words, charged and referred to the justice system, as 18 and 19-year-olds back in 2018-19, whereas last year, 14 to 17-year-olds were still 52% as likely to be proceeded against by police. So you know, what ACT is looking at is what are the crimes that have been committed? What are the police doing about it? And then what is happening when they are referred to the justice system? Because simply saying that 17-year-olds shouldn't be subject to the same justice system as 18-year-olds ignores the fact that they are committing serious crimes and that they should be, for the benefits of their victim and the wider community, penalised and put into a place where they can be rehabilitated and have an opportunity to consider the consequences of their actions, because currently they don't. It's all about the criminal. It's not about the victim, and ACT wants to change that. And so our proposal to treat hardened 17-year-old criminals in the same way as we treat 18-year-olds is about creating a circuit breaker so that there are fewer victims and so that young criminals can be set on a better path.
Much of the research into youth reoffending has found that the younger people are sentenced and convicted in adult court, the more likely they are to go on to reoffend. Does ACT have any evidence? Can you point to any overseas comparisons to cite increasing the youth justice age apart from trying to seem hard on crime?
I've offered you a perspective on the data and statistics that ACT has based our policy on because, you know, if 17-year-olds are now committing half as much crime to fit into their age category, or they're committing crime but not getting proceeded against under the youth justice system, you know, which sounds more plausible. And you know, ACT would say, look, the police have unfortunately got into a round robin of catch and release because they know if they refer people to the youth justice system, they're not likely to be taken out of circulation and receive any significant rehabilitation or a term of secure care and protection and a facility that actually keeps them safe and keeps other people safe from these young offenders. What ACT says is, look, you know, sooner or later, we're going to have to deal with young people who have been committing serious offences. By the time they get to 17, if they're involved in ram raids and crimes of violence, that would attract a significant jail term as an adult, then that consequence should be available to judges. Whereas right now, even though it is technically available to judges, it hasn't been used. And as a result, 17-year-olds in particular using their status to actually escape punishment for serious crimes. And yeah, we go around the country listening to people in communities all around New Zealand, you know, towns, cities and regions. People do feel unsafe. They're really, really concerned at a sense of lawlessness. And lawlessness is spreading because particularly young people who are committing serious crimes are not required to face the consequences of their actions. So that's what ACT is doing, setting out that there will be some consequences for 17-year-olds if they commit serious and violent crimes.
So there's no overseas examples or evidence that you can point to in terms of reoffending rates, or that this move would actually reduce offending rates?
Well, I think the experiment with emptying the jails has proven not to work. So ACT thinks it's probably a good idea to go back to you commit the crime, you receive the consequences, and then you get some time to spend considering the consequences of your actions and what a life going down that path might be like if you continue to reoffend. ACT thinks that's far more likely to have an effect of discouraging crime than simply emptying the prisons, which has been Labor's policy for the past 6 years.
That was ACT Simon Court on removing 17-year-olds from the youth justice system.
That was our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Karen Chaw.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.